WeWork, the company that provides office space and services for small companies and individuals, has announced plans to move its headquarters into the iconic Lord & Taylor flagship building on New York's Fifth Avenue. WeWork, just 7 years old, announced the $850 million deal today. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Robin. You know, I've followed this company since it started, and I have to say, maybe I'm just a little old. I thought to myself, that's kind of weird what this company's up to, but it's growing.
I'm thinking of Easter hats, which my grandmother used to get at Lord & Taylor. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
But WeWork is so young. Big move.
So this is about as opposite two industries as you can imagine, right? Lord & Taylor is suffering along with other retailers, and it's probably suffering a little bit more than they all are. But one thing American retailers have is space. WeWork is all about the millennial and how they work. They don't want to own anything. They don't need it personalized. They like shared space. They like being amongst other people. So it's an interesting space where WeWork and shared workspaces are growing in their demand for square footage. Retailers are shrinking in there, so they've made this deal to take over this space, and it's good for Lord & Taylor. It'll be a shrunken Lord & Taylor on Fifth Avenue, and they're hoping that all these cool, young, hip WeWork people will help their retail business. I don't know if it's the same audience, but we'll have to see about that.
Well, WeWork is also expanding into things like fitness classes with its new Rise by We. How's that working?
So there are a few things. You know, WeWork is the concept that you pay for the space that you need in and amongst other people. It's really ride sharing for working. And they've realized that people just like the lifestyle. They like everything about it. So they've got this Rise where you join, and it's got wellness classes and yoga and meditation and kickboxing and things like that. They just opened in October this month, but they're planning on expanding. They have We Live apartments, same idea. You can live month to month in shared spaces. So it's a company. Again, I remember when it started thinking, huh, that's kind of neat. Maybe I'm just not young enough to get it. But this, they have tapped into something. It's a remarkably fast-growing company that's based on sharing your stuff.
Well, is it a bubble? Is it overvalued? We've seen headlines, CEO Adam Neumann bragging about selling $100 million worth of WeWork shares. That's, not a good sign.
There's the reality that this company is really growing, and then there's the valuation. But again, you know, at some point when you look at the valuations of Uber and, you know, companies like this, you wonder what relationship that has to reality. They got WeWork got a funding investment that has sent its valuation up to $20 billion.
What?
A Japanese fund has invested in it. It's got, just to tell you what it's like, it's got 200 locations in 52 cities. It's got about 150,000 members. It's a neat company, but I'm not sure how it gets to $20 billion, but it is the fourth most valuable U.S. startup after Uber, Airbnb, and SpaceX. So gives you some sense of where the money is going these days. It's not going to traditional retailers like Lord & Taylor, for instance.
Well, yeah. Well, the Wall Street Journal, though, called it a $20 billion startup fueled by Silicon Valley pixie dust.
Mm-hmm. So and that's what works these days, apparently.
This could be maybe a sock puppet. We don't know.
Pop into a WeWork space. Everybody who's listening to this, just to understand how the world is going.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi, also co-host of Velshi and Rule. Thank you.
Bye, Rob.